So. If something is bothering you, it's not bothering you. The bother always belongs to the upadhi, to the mind, to the body, to the sense organs. The bother is always an experience that takes place in time. The self of that experience is not bothered. Not only not bothered, can't be bothered. If you are worried, you are not worried. You can be identified with a worry, but you are not worried. For jnani, there's a shift in the ahankara. The ahankara is a vritti. I am vritti. We call that nama, the aham, an ahankara, when it's landing on an experience that exists within time. When it's landing on an upadhi. For jnani, the aham vritti lands on me, the self. Yet correctly names me. As a jnani, who has a body, mind, sense organs, living in this world, you have to be able to say, worried, I'm not worried, bothered, I'm not bothered, seeing, I'm not seeing, hearing, I'm not hearing. When I say that needs to be, you need to be able to say that, what I really mean is that both need to be obvious to you. Your own nature, which is never bothered, which is never an entity existing within time and space, which is always free, always the same, always present in exactly the same way. That should be aparoksha, self-evident, my self-evident reality. And from the standpoint of the upadhis, remember upadhi means conditioning, adjunct, whatever can assume the I, like my body is an upadhi. My mind, my upadhi, my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, anything that the ahankara can land on is an upadhi. The upadhis are mithya, means I am their truth. They depend upon me for their being. But I am completely free of them. Mind is worried, so the experience on the part of the mind is I am worried. That's all that an ajnani knows, I am worried. Because there's no viveka between me and the experience. But for ajnani, I am worried means my mind is worried. That experience is there. And I am fine, that experience is also there, simultaneously. My being, myself, does not require the mind. The presence or absence of the mind is irrelevant to my self-experience. Consciousness is self-evident. It doesn't depend upon anything other than itself to do. I don't depend upon anything to give me my self-experience. It is innate to my being, as consciousness. All of the experiences that are objectified, that are changing, those are not self-evident. they depend upon an upadhi. They depend upon a pramana to be experienced, to be known. That's why both can be happening simultaneously. You don't need to get rid of your thoughts to be present, to be self-evident. Self-evidently present, no matter what the thoughts may be, no matter what the experiences may be, they are dependent, I am independent. Just let yourself relax and just be present to the self-evident nature of you and the experiences that are coming and going. So if you can notice that whatever the experiences or thoughts, feelings that are there, they don't change or affect your being in any way. You don't need to get rid of them. They don't cover you or hide you. And just be yourself. And let the experiences come and go. Let the vittis come and go.